Okay, so today is the second shiur within the sugya of Kriyat Shema Daraisa or Darabanan. Yesterday we developed the few mikoros which established that Kriyat Shema is a mitzvah midrabanan. As we pointed out yesterday, according to that first mahalach, that Kriyat Shema is midrabanan, right? That's going to say that even though the themes of Kriyat Shema, whether it be Talmud Torah, Kabbalah Zohar Malchus Shemayim, right? That even though those are Da'oraisa themes, right? Is mitzvah of Talmud Torah, Da'oraisa is a mitzvah of believing, you know, of Emunah B'Hashem, is a mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, all mid'oraisa. But what that first mahalach is going to say, that the mitzvah to recite Kriyat Shema, to recite, right, those, the word, the psukim of Kriyat Shema twice daily, that's only a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Okay, that was yesterday. So I'd like to today develop the more, you know, normative, the more prominent approach, which is that mitzvah Kriyat Shema is d'oraisa. And this is the way we generally paskin, is that Kriyat Shema is a mitzvah d'oraisa. And then within that second mahalach, the Kriyat Shema is a mitzvah d'oraisa, we're going to go through the different versions of that, which is, okay, so now what is the shear of the mitzvah d'oraisa? Is it all partial? Is it pasuk rishon? That's what we're going to be starting today, moving on to tomorrow. So again, so let's start with first with the makoros, that mitzvah kriyat shema is a mitzvah d'oraisa. So first of all, again, many of these we've seen before, so we'll just do it quickly, just to keep everything organized. So the first one of the first makaros that the Kriyat Shema is a mitzvah d'oraisa is our girsa in the top of Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Right? Again, we've seen this in Peshiyurim. This is the Gemara in the context of Balkeri. Why it is that the Mishnah is Mechayiv a Balkeri to be Mahara in Birchas Amazon and Kriyat Shema, but not by Birchas Kriyat Shema. So according to our girsa, the Gemara is one line. The Ela Kriyat Shema Birchas Amazon d'oraisa utvila midrabanan. So again, the Gemara on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, at least according to our girsa, is a clear raya that Kriyat Shema is a mitzvah d'oraisa. We pointed out yesterday there are alternative girsas quoted by Rashi and Tosos, at least according to our classic girsa, the Gemara is explicitly stating that Kriyat Shema is d'oraisa, and therefore that's why a Balkari will have to be maharir in Kriyat Shema, just like he has to be maharir in Birchas Hamazon, because both of them are midoraisa. That's raya number one. Good. Raya number two is a Gemara which we haven't seen until this morning. This is a Gemara on Yudalad Amud Aleph. Everyone can turn to Yudalad Amud Aleph. Again, the details of being mafsik in the middle of Kriyat Shema, Machlokas Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yehuda gets a little confusing. We'll get back to that later. Shalom, Meshiv, you know, Shalom, Yira, Kavod, Yira, all these different factors. For now, we're going to leave that aside. That was just important background information. But what's nogea to our sugya is the Boi Mine, which is quoted right after the Braisa. Svi, do you have it? Boi Mine, right? Achei Tana de Rebbe Bechia, Me Rebbe Bechia. It's like 8, yeah, you got it? Oh, see, Boi Mine, it's like 8-9 lines down from the top, and you dial it up out.
Boi Mine.
So what's the kasha? Okay, Bahalel. Oh, so right, is there a heter to be mafsik in the middle of Hallel and Megillah? Right, you can add just like there's a hefsik to be mafsik in the middle. It's just like there's a heter. Sorry, to be mafsik in the middle of Kriyat Shema. You know, with all the details that the Braisa just quoted before, subject to Machlokas Rebbe Meir or Rebbe Yehuda. Generally speaking, is there a similar heter to be mafsik by Hallel and Megillah, just like there is a heter to be mafsik by Kriyat Shema? So how does the Gemara analyze? What are the tzade hasafek? Mi amrinan.
Mi amrinan.
Kavachomer.
Kavachomer. Kriyat Shema d'oraisa. Kriyat Shema d'oraisa.
Posek.
Oh,
so one side is that if by Kriyat Shema, which is d'oraisa, we are mafsik, then Hallel and seemingly Megillah, which are only midrabanan, it's kol shekin. That's one side. Odilma. Oh, which is fascinating that even though Hallel and Megillah are mishum pisur minisa, maybe pisur minisa has an added chomer. My answer is Amalei Posek and Bekachlu. We end up siding with the first side that we have a Kavachomer, that just like your Mavsik by Kriyat Shema D'oraisa, Kol shekein yibim mafsik by these mitzvos derabanan. But either way, for our purposes, the importance of this Gemara is that it clearly establishes, according to the Stam Gemara, that Kriya Shema is d'oraisa. Okay, so this is yet another Gemara, right? Another Stam Gemara, which is just assumes it's davar pashut that Kriya Shema is midoraisa. So you have the top of Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, and now we have Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, both establishing that Kriya Shema is midoraisa. Oh, good. Another Gemara is a Gemara which we've seen again is the Gemara in Beis Amud Aleph. Again, even outside. Gabriel, what is the what's the raya from the Gemara in Beis Amud Aleph that Kriya Shema is d'oraisa? Exactly, the Gemara brings B'shach B'chav Kumecha as the makor for Kriya Shema, and Rashi says Beferish that B'shach B'chav, the reason why the Gemara is bringing B'shach B'chav Kumecha in that first day is because B'shach B'chav Kumecha is the makor for the din of Kriya Shema. Pash Pshat is that that means that B'shach B'chav Kumecha is the makor mi d'oraisa. So again, the Gemara on Beis Amud Aleph at least. That first daya seems to be assuming that Kriya Shema is d'oraisa, and that it's makor is b'shach b'chav kamecha, and that's why the Gemara brings the pasuk of b'shach b'chav kamecha as the makor for Kriya Shema, and therefore it explains the order of the Mishnah, starting with Kriya Shema shel arvis, and then going to Kriya Shema shel shacharis. Oh, good. The next Gemara, which is not explicit, but again seems to be, you know, the I would say the more Pashut explanation of this is that it's Kriya Shema's Darais. And that is the Shita of Rav Eliezer on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. So going back to Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, this is a Gemara we've seen many a time. Right? Again, Shita's Rav Eliezer Shai. What is Shita's Rav Eliezer? Exactly. Safek Kare Kriya Shema, Safek Lo Kare Kriya Shema. Chozer Kare. So we know what, while there's a Tosa Rush who understands it differently, the simple understanding, this is a classic example of what Klal and Shas, of Safek D'oraisa l'chumra. Excellent. So this is the explanation given by several Rishonim. Let's just go through it inside. So first we have Rashi on the spot. Shai, do you see Rashi, Dir Maskel, Chose V'Kori Kriya Shema? So right. So right off the bat, Rashi understands Rav Elazar Kipashtus, that when Rav Elazar says Safik Kriya Shema l'chumra, that's because Kriya Shema is d'oraisa. So Rashi is in this camp, that at least within Shitas Rav Elazar, which we'll see, which we paskin like, that the reason for that is because Kriya Shema is d'oraisa. Oh. So now, on this Gemara, very important to see the Rif. Let's look at the Rif, and the Rif is similarly going to understand that Rav Elazar, you know, is based on Safek d'oraisa l'chumra, and that's the way we paskin. So this is the Rif on Yud Beis Amud Beis, B'dav Ei Rif. Okay. Anyone have it? Ari, do you have it? Basically, just for the sake of time, right? The Rif basically quotes the Gemara, quotes Machos in Shmuel and Rav Elazar, and then Rav Yochanan when it comes to Tzvila. And then at the end, the Rif paskins, you see, when he says, "Veleis Hilchasa Kishmuel." Even Ozvahadar? Ozvahadar is Amid Lama Gimel? What? You got it? Okay, great. Yeah, so you see Vilay Sokhasa? Oh. So the Rif says very clearly, again, seemingly this is Bedas Rav Elazar, and we don't paskin like Shmuel, who holds that Kriya Shema is Derabanan, because we hold that Kriya Shema is D'oraisa. But Pashas, that saying, that is also the das of Rav Elazar. So the Rif, again, whether that's the das of Rav Elazar or not, Rif is clearly paskening that Kriya Shema is d'oraisa. And you have similarly the Rush. So this is brought to my attention by Ben and Ezra. This is not so posh in all the, you know, all the different svarim of the Rush, but at least the Rush in Psakim. So again, this is in Anchav Aleph. So this is Paragimel Simen Tes Vav. Then I'm going to turn to the Rush in Paragimel Simen Tes Vav. He similarly quotes the whole Gemara. And then at the end, in line with the Rif, right, he says, anyone see Veleis Hilchasa? What?
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it. Yehuda? So the Rush clearly paskins like the Rif, that we reject Shmuel, right, and we rather paskin that Kriyat Shema is the Oraisa. So it seems pretty straightforward in the Rosh, but it should be noted, and I give Ben and Ezra credit for this, that the Rosh in Teshuvos, right, the Teshuvos are Rosh, in Klal Dalid, Simin Chaf Aleph. So again, Klal Dalid, Simin Chaf Aleph, in the context of a Summa, right, the Rosh paskins actually that Kriyat Shema is the Rabbanon there. So it's interesting. It seems to be a stira between the Rosh in Teshuvos and the Rosh in Psakim. Right? The Rosh in Psakim clearly paskins that Kriyat Shema is d'oraisa. Happens to be that the Rosh in Teshuva paskins that Kriyat Shema is d'rabbanan. And what other Rosh have we seen recently which seems to be in the camp of Tosa Rosh? So that's interesting because if you remember when the Tosa Rosh was explaining Rav Elazar, and again, this is Ari's Ha'ara from yesterday, right? The Tosas HaRosh, to be more of a Jewish, Tosas HaRosh says, Rav Elazar can even hold, even though Rav Elazar holds Safek, Kriyat Shema L'chumra, right? Ari, what was the Meduyak Lashon of the Tosas HaRosh?
I don't remember the exact
one. You know, even in the paraphrase in English.
Yeah, that, even
if Rav Elazar were to hold the Kriyat Shema Zerubbanan, he'd still be Machmir, because of what factor?
Kabbalah's
Omach HaShemayim. So from that Rosh, it sounds like the Rosh is trying to say, oh, you know, let's play up the Manda Amar Kriyat Shema Mizrabanan. But we see from Psakin that he holds that it is Doraisa, and it sounds from Psakin that he's working within the Shita of Rav Elazar. So it could be this Ari's Ha'ar yesterday. All the Tosa Rosh was saying is that it's possible that, I mean, don't think Rav Elazar is limited, or that the Psak of Rav Elazar of Safik Kriyat Shema L'chumra, that's not only limited to the Manda Amar Kriyat Shema Taraisa, because it could even align with the Manda Amar that Kriyat Shema is Midrabanan. But at the end of the day, the Rosh, at least in Psakim, does favor the Manda Amar Kriyat Shema Taraisa, but then you still have the Rosh in Teshuvah. So again, the Rosh in different places is giving different indications. I'm not sure how to resolve that particular stira. That's just that. Fine. Klal Dalet Simen Chaf Aleph. Okay? Good. Well, so, right, continuing on with Rishonim, who understands, you know, at least Rav Elazar as being Midin Dor, right? So you have the Rashba. Right? The Rashba on Chaf Aleph Amen Aleph is Rashba's important for several reasons. But at the end of the piece, Dira Masal Maitaima, is two important lines. Right? The second line we'll get back to later when we're talking about the Shear of Dor Raisa. Do you have it, Eliyahu? Where he says, "Velo kaimelan Rabbi Yehuda." Right, towards the end of the Dira Masal Maitaima.
Yeah.
See, "Velo kaimelan Rabbi Yehuda." Probably like two or three lines towards the end.
Towards the end.
Yeah.
"Velo kaimelan Rabbi Yehuda." Ela Rabbi Elazar, the member besamach safek kara kriyas shma choyzer bekayra the kriyas shma deraisa.
So stop there for now. So the Rashba clearly, right, explicitly bedas. Rabbi Elazar says that the basis of shikas Rabbi Elazar to be safek lechumra is because of kriyas shma being deraisa. So again, you have bedas Rabbi Elazar, you have Rashi, the Rif, the Rush, and the Rashba, right, all saying that the pshat in the Rav Elazar's psak of Safek Kriyat Shema L'chumra is because Kriyat Shema is d'oraisa. Fine. So now moving on from the Shittas Rav Elazar to the Moneh HaMitzvos. So we've seen in previous year, and you remember offhand, which Moneh HaMitzvos, where which Sifrei HaMitzvos have we seen who count Kriyat Shema within Taryan? So we've had the Rambam. We've had Sefer HaChinuch. We had the Rav Sajigon, and I referenced, we didn't see it inside, but the Bahak. Right? So again, Sifrei HaMitzvos, just the genre, is all about counting the 613 mitzvos d'oraisa. So whenever you have Sifrei HaMitzvos, you're talking about the Bahak? Okay. Put that aside for now. Right? So, right? Pepashtus, right? When Moneh HaMitzvos and Sifrei HaMitzvos are counting the 613 mitzvos, once they include a mitzvah d'oraisa, once they include a mitzvah within their minyan taryag, that is a raya that they think it is to oraisa. So when the Rambam, Sefer Chinuch, the Bahag, and the Rasag all count Kriyat Shema as a mitzvah within minyan taryag, they're obviously all paskening like the Deya that Kriyat Shema is to oraisa. So you just see from how many Rishonim are in the Kriyat Shema D'Oraisa camp, this is you know, the normative Mahalach. And the Rambam not only indicates this in his Sefer Mitzvos, but where does the Rambam indicate that Kriyat Shema is a D'Oraisa, even the Mishnah Torah?
Aleph Beis.
Good, in Aleph Beis. Where else? And Beis Yigimel. It's very important. Rambam, we'll see, you know, towards the end of this year. Also, the Rambam Beis Gimel is talking about the sugya on Chaf Aleph, a case of Safek. Anyone have the Rambam Perek Beis Halacha Yigimel? Ezra, if you don't mind. So the Rambam here is important for a number of reasons. But just on a Pasha level, it's clear that the Rambam is holding that Kriyat Shema is to Oraisa. Yeah. So what does Ram say? If you're Mesupuk, whether you fulfilled Kriyat Shema, what does he say? You have to be Chozer V'Kore. You have to read Kriyat Shema, but what does he add, which is a Chiddush? Exactly. He says, not only do you have to repeat Kriyat Shema, but not only do you have to recite Kriyat Shema, presumably because Kriyat Shema is D'Oraisa, Rambam Lishitaso, but he adds in, you also, once you're saying Kriyat Shema, you also have to say the Birchos Kriyat Shema, which is a chiddush because of what the Rambam is about to say right now. Oh, so Rambam says, but if you're only mesupik about whether you recited Birchos Kriyat Shema, what's this psak? No. You don't repeat, because the Rambam holds that Birchos Kriyat Shema, so the Rambam here holds that Kriyat Shema is D'Oraisa, Birchos Kriyat Shema are Midrabanan, and that explains why Safek Kriyat Shema is L'Chumra, Safek Birchos Kriyat Shema is L'Kula. But in the Kuda, that the Rambam adds, and the Tshuva Sarashva will see, addresses this, is, wait a second, if the Rambam holds that Birchos Kriyat Shema are only Midrabanan, and therefore in the case of Safek Birchos Kriyat Shema, you don't repeat, so then why in the case where you're repeating Kriyat Shema itself, do you have to repeat Birchos Kriyat Shema alongside? Yeah.
But again, it's a suffix.
Let's assume for now. We're just making up the numbers, right? It's 50-50 whether you said Kriyat Shema and the Birchos Kriyat Shema. So generally when you have, right, with the Rambam elsewhere, as Rashi points out, Rambam elsewhere says, if you have a suffix whether you did, let's say, a mitzvah d'oraisa, and you're, so what's the general psak of the Rambam? The general psak of the Rambam is you repeat the mitzvah d'oraisa, but without the birchos ha-mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is d'oraisa, so suffix l'chumra, birchos ha-mitzvah is only midrabanan, so therefore we're makel for that. So the exception to that general psak of the Rambam is birchos kriyat shema. When he says it here, when he says you're repeating the mitzvah D'Oraisa, he says here, you also say the Birchos Kriyat Shema alongside, which shows the uniqueness of Birchos Kriyat Shema, which we'll get to a little bit later today, and when we deal with the sugya of Birchos Kriyat Shema. That's not, for the Rambam, it's not a typical Birchos HaMitzvah, it's more intrinsically linked to Kriyat Shema itself, but we'll get back to that. And the Rashi is going to say something like that soon. Okay, good. Good. So far we've had, just to sum, we have the Gemara on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, we had the Gemara on Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, we had the Gemara on Beis Amud Aleph, we had the Shitas Rav Elazar on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, again, according to many of the Rishonim, Rashi, Rif, Rash, Rashba, again, all saying it's D'Oraisa, we just quoted all the many Sifrei HaMitzvos, Rambam, Chinuch, Bahag, Rasag, all holding it's D'Oraisa, and now the next, only have two more makoros. The next makor is one of the Balei Tosfos and Shas. Where, again, this different Tosfos and Shas have different shitas about this. Right, yesterday we saw the Tosfos in Menachos, which said it was Terabanan, but there's a Tosfos elsewhere in Shas, which seems to be favoring D'Oraisa. Where is that Tosfos? In Sota. Yeah, I thought I heard Sota. Exactly. This is the Tosfos in Sota. Actually connects us to the high school kolo. They're learning these in Yonim, right? Yeah. I was actually at the beginning, yeah. They're really learning these in Yonim. I guess that's right. Mendelssohn made that comment. Exactly. So Sota, Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. So the Gemara here in Sota has basically the same Shach of Atarya as the Gemara in Brachos, Tav, Yergimel, Lamed Aleph. So very much the same Joshos about B'chol Lashon, or Dafka Lashon HaKodesh, and then how you do the drushas, you know, Shomea, Koron Lamafrei, that the whole Shavar Torah is in Sota. And Tosfos, like we've seen earlier from other Rishonim, are going to be Medayik, that the Pashas of that whole Shavar Torah be Medayik from drushos, right? If you have drushos dealing with the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, Avram, what's the implication? If there are all these drushos from Psukim dealing with the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, it sounds like it's Daraisa. So let's at least read some of this Tosfos in Sota Lamed Beis Amud Beis. Dear Masal of the Rebbe. Oh, so Tosfos here is going to point out there are so many Makaros which are implying that Kriyat Shema is Daraisa. Anyone bring a Sota? Oh, Ben. Go for it.
From the beginning?
Yeah, I'll tell you when to skip.
Came with the Hacham Ashma, the Bain Rebbe, the Bain Rabbanon. One second, just got lost.
Problem with computers,
yeah. The Hacham Ashma, the Bain Rebbe, the Bain Rabbanon, is the Kriyishma, the Rice, who came to Honey.
Exactly. Right, so first Raya is the Shach Bataria, in Sota, and the Shach Bataria. And you give him Amud, and you give him an Aleph in Brachos. Again, Joshua's of the Hayu Shema, all implying that it's the Raisa. Right. So also the whole drasha from the word of Shema, whether you have to hear it, again also implying that the Indian of Kriyat Shema is Daraisa. Exactly. So another raya is the Gemara. Sorry, is that Mishnah on Yud Amud Beis? Again, yet another example of you know Tanaim using drushos to discuss the details, the pratim of Kriyat Shema, again implying that it is Daraisa. And that's the Gemara on Beis Amud that we just quoted. Again, all these rayas implying that it's Daraisa. So let's skip down to, you see where this says Daf Tes Zayin? See, Vesu Hasam, this is the poem.
Vesu Hasam, Hapolim, Shasu Malacha, in Baal Baisk.
Exactly, right? So by Paulin, right, with the Torah is very makbid. It's a Mr. Haskell for workers, right? About not wasting, you know, if you're an employee, you have to, you know, not waste a second. So the Torah, even the halacha goes out of its way to even, you know, sometimes, you know, pater a poel, you know, from mitzvos. And generally, the general chiluk is between mitzvahs d'oraisa and mitzvahs d'rabbanan. I mean, the chachamim can heimam reheim amru. Chacham can, you know, can pater mitzvahs d'rabbanan, but obviously the chacham can't, you know, under normal circumstances, you know, be poter mitzvahs d'oraisa. So basically, the diuk is the fact that you only read the brachos in a brachos of Muslim, which is d'oraisa, and not the fourth bracha, which is d'rabbanan, implies that the chiluk, that the po'alim are only chayiv in d'oraisas. Yet, what's the raya? Yet, the po'al is chayiv in Kriyat Shema. So it sounds like it's Da'oraisa. Yet another raya of Tosos that Kriyat Shema is Da'oraisa. But now the Tosos is going to now transition that there are certain Mekoros that it's Dirabanan, but he seems to downplay them.
The Gemara Balkari Parach Mestama the Gemara, Kriyat Shema Dirabanan, Ahad Kamer, the Kriyat Shema Barach Samazan Da'oraisa.
So it's interesting. The only Girsa, right, is interesting. Because our Girsa of the Gemara has no problem, right? Our Girsa of the Gemara clearly says that Kriyat Shema is Da'oraisa. But Tosa says, oh man, there's this Gemara in Chafal of Amin Aleph, which says that Kriyat Shema is Dirabanan. So it seems that at least, that this Tosfos only has that alternative Girsa, which is important. Because our Tosfos on Chafal of Amin Aleph has both. It seems like the Bali Tosfos on Sinsot Lama Beis, only has the alternative Girsa, because obviously, if Tosfos had both Girsas, he would say, yeah, I favor the Girsa, which is Kriyat Shema D'oraisa. This particular Tosas seemingly only had the Girsa, which said Kriyat Shema is the Mizrabanan, and then says, okay, new.
Lesu, I'm Rinan Hassam, I'm Rishmul, Savakar, Kriyat Shema, Savaglokar, Eno Choser, Vakore, Savagamar, Mizviatu, Savaglomar, Choser, Vom, Maikaima, Kriyat Shema, Mizrabanan.
Exactly. Then he said, all right, so again, so the two rayas to Dirabanan are number one, that alternative Girsa and Chaval of Aleph, and then the Shita of Shmuel. Then he ends with Dochik.
The Dochik Lomar, the Kohani, the Mashba Minayu, the Midraisa, Havi Esmach, the Alma, the Ain Shita Sagamara, the Dai Kokach, Al Esmach, the Rebbe.
Exactly. So basically, the gist of Tosfos is that right? It sounds like Kriya Shema Doraisa is the main sheet. That's what seems to be the opinion in Tosfos in Sota. Again, he admits, yeah, there is a sheet of Shmuel, but he says that's Dochak because that sheet of Shmuel, right, as Tosfos says on Chaf Aleph Nav, is going to be forced into saying that all these drushos are asmachtas, and that is very Dochak. So again, the gist of Tosfos in Sota is that Kriya Shema is Doraisa. Yeah.
Is his read on the Gemara on Beis against the Yoshua?
Because he, presumably, yeah. The fact that he only brings the raya from the Shach B'chav Kamecha, it seems like he doesn't think that the second day is arguing. It sounds like he thinks that the
also,
second day.
He seems to say that the Makshon is saying that also.
I guess I think he's just setting up the answer, but. He definitely doesn't think there are 2 days. Yeah, he definitely doesn't. Tosfos thinks that the Gemara and Brachos Beis Menal is a riot to Kriya Shema Taraisa. Presumably he disagrees with the Pnei Yeshua's, you know, read again, Pnei Yeshua's, it's like a fancy, you know, Shtikal Torah there, that, oh, it's subject to the, you know, 2 days in the Gemara and the Havamina, the Pashtus, everyone holds it's Taraisa, and the second day is just adding another answer. Yeah.
Would you say calling everything in a smachta is even dachuk according to the Rishos understanding of what a smachta is?
The yeah, time? Yeah, exactly. Because again, I think what makes it dachuk is that when the Gemara cites a drush and then just sounds like that's Doraisa, unless it says otherwise. I mean, the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah we referenced yesterday, his Pshan and Asmachta is saying, when the Gemara says that this is, you know, Asmuchu Akra, the mechanics aren't just a memory device, it's, no, that the Ratzon HaTorah, the Kra, the Pasuk is actually hinting to this Dindir Rabbana. But it's not to say, therefore, any time the Gemara brings a drasha, that we can just assume that that's an Asmachta. I think, yeah.
Here in Sozo, where we say, we ask on specific words, like, oh, how did they learn this word versus that word? That's especially problematic.
Yeah, exactly. I think he says that at the end also. Yeah, I told this point that in the end, the fact that you have to say the word Shema, Mashma, call it Torah, Balaj, that also, yeah, 100%. 100%. Oh, the last raya for the general concept of Kriyat Shema being Doraisa is the Rabbeinu Yona and the Shagas Aryeh on B'Shem Shmuel. Right, the fact that Rabbeinu Yona and the Shagas Aryeh say that even Shmuel, who the Gemara says Kriya Shema's Dirabanan, they creatively interpret Shmuel as, even Shmuel holds that Kriya Shema is D'Oraisa, that, right, clearly what's motivating Rabbeinu Yonah and the Shagas Aryeh, and they say this, is the fact that, come on, Shach B'chav Kamecha clearly establishes a mitzvah D'Oraisa, so lo you talking that there's even a shita like Shmuel who holds that Kriya Shema's Dirabanan. So therefore, the fact, and whenever you see Rishonim doing that, whenever you see Rishonim interpreting even the Shitos Amorayim, which seem to be against them, you know, and flip it on their head, right, clearly what's motivating them is that they think that the Psak is the other way. So in this case, the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Shagas Aryeh clearly think that Kriya Shema is D'Oraisa, and therefore they're not even willing to say that there is even a Shita like Shmuel who disagrees. So again, the fact that Rabbeinu Yonah and Shagas Aryeh go out of their way to even interpret Shmuel that way, again, seems to be a very clear, you know, raya that according to them, Kriyat Shema is clearly D'Oraisa l'chol Hashitos. So Adkan was just the, right, really the preponderant evidence that the mainstream Shita is that Kriyat Shema is D'Oraisa. But now within this Mahalach, that Kriyat Shema is D'Oraisa, the major question is going to be, what is the shear of the mitzvah D'Oraisa? Right, we know that Kriyat Shema, you know, Befoel, right, is three partios, but what components of those three partios are D'Oraisa, and which of them are Midrabanan? We're going to see a full range of Shitos in this regard, right? Every Shita you can imagine, the full range that you can imagine. So the first Shita is that Pasuk Rishon, and only Pasuk Rishon, is D'Oraisa. Before we get to the Mekoros, and there are many of them, let's just first take a step back and analyze the basis of this Shita, right? The basis of saying that only Pasuk Rishon is D'Oraisa in light of the different approaches to Kriyat Shema in general. So which Mahalach to the nature of Kriyat Shema explains very clearly why you would limit the mitzvah Kriyat Shema D'Oraisa to Pasuk Rishon? Which Shita? Exactly. If you take the Kabbalah's Olmachos Shamayim approach to Kriyat Shema, you can very easily understand why you limit the mitzvah D'Oraisa to Pasuk Rishon. Because if you think that whole essence of the mitzvah D'Oraisa is Kabbalah's Olmachos Shamayim, So then the pasuk of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, whether the focus is Hashem Elokeinu, whether the focus is Hashem Echad, either way, that pasuk Rishon contains the theme of Kabbalas Ol Malchus. Right? Whether it's Yichud Hashem, you have Hashem Echad. Whether it's Emunah Hashem, you have Hashem Elokeinu. So the easiest way to explain this mahalach, right, this version of the Oraisa that it's limited to pasuk Rishon, is within the Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim approach. Good. And we're going to see certain of the Mefarshim who in fact say this actually connect it and say, oh, because the mitzvah is all about Kabbalas Ol Malchus, therefore the mitzvah d'oraisa is limited to pasuk Rishon. We'll see Mefarshim who explicate this connection. But it's important to note that there is another mahalach out there, what we call the Talmud Torah approach. So according to the Talmud Torah approach, again, there are two versions of that. If you take the Talmud Torah approach, we called the first version of it, is that Kriyat Shema is just a way to be Mekayim Talmud Torah. So according to that mahalach, if you're limiting, right, Kriyat Shema d'oraisa to pasuk Rishon, so what you're saying is that it suffices, that one pasuk suffices to fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa. So again, within the Talmud Torah approach, the limitation of the mitzvah d'oraisa to pasuk Rishon is going to be based on saying that, oh yeah, you fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa of Talmud Torah through the pasuk Rishon alone. That's according to that first version, that the Kriyat Shema Midin Talmud Torah is just to make sure you fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So it's obviously assuming that one pasuk suffices. But according to the second version, that Kriyat Shema Midin Talmud Torah is not just that you're Mekayim Talmud Torah, but that you're also highlighting that Talmud Torah is all about the relationship with Hashem. So then if you're to limit the mitzvah d'oraisa to pasuk Rishon, you're saying that the pasuk Rishon and its reference to Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim suffices to establish that Talmud Torah is all about our relationship to Hashem. So again, within the Talmud Torah approach, right, within the first version, you're just saying that one pasuk suffices to be Mekayim Talmud Torah. According to the second preferred version, you're saying that the first pasuk suffices to highlight that Talmud Torah is all about our relationship with Hashem, because that first pasuk is all about Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, which therefore highlights that Talmud Torah is all about our relationship to Hashem. So that's the analysis, right, how you're going to fit this mahalach of pasuk Rishon, and only pasuk Rishon being d'oraisa, within both the Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim approach and within the Talmud Torah approach. Now let's get to the actual hardcore Mekoros, which established the pasuk Rishon alone.
Yeah, just about the Shitas that hold that Kriyat Shema is Min Rabbanan.
Yeah.
Would they hold that even if we say Kriyat Shema, we're still Mekayim d'oraisa, right?
Well, you're Mekayim, like the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, d'oraisa.
Right.
Depends.
So, like,
yeah,
really, according to everyone, saying Kriyat Shema is at least Mekayim d'oraisa, no?
Okay, I'll say like this. Take a step back. If you hold a Kriyat Shema, within Kriyat Shema d'Rabbanan, if you think that the nature of Kriyat Shema is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, so then it's not so clear that you're Mekayim Talmud Torah. Because if you're doing it L'Shem... Yeah, so again, but again, those mitzvos are mitzvos and emunah. So to read it is not necessarily any more than believing in it. You know what I'm saying?
So,
that's what I was saying before. Within the Manda Amar Kriyat Shema D'Rabbanan, the themes are D'Oraisa. Yichud Hashem, Emunah Bashem, Talmud Torah. Those are all D'Oraisa concepts. But the idea of actually reading these Parshios, that's D'Rabbanan.
So they're not gaining any D'Oraisa.
It could be. It won't even be a Kiyam D'Oraisa. Seem like.
But the Talmud Torah approach would.
Yeah, but if Talmud Torah, even if you think that the Talmud Torah approach is D'Rabbanan, end of the day, when you're reading Kriyat Shema, you're being Mekayim Talmud Torah, which is a mitzvah D'Oraisa. That's a good har. Okay, so let's go through the evidence, right? The Mekoros, which established that the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriyat Shema is limited to pasuk Rishon. So, what is the makor for this in the Gemara itself?
Rebbe.
Exactly. Shita of Rebbe. Where is this quoted? Yud Gimel Amud Beis. It's very important. There's Rebbe Yehuda Anasi. Then we turn to Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Meir, do you have it? Right. This is the. Kriyat Shema shall Rebbe Yehuda Anasi and the story. So Tana Rabbanan, it's. So right off the bat, the Braisa says very clearly that the entire Kriyat Shema of Rebbe Yehuda Anasi is the first pasuk of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Right? It's not explicit, but the implication being, that's what he thinks is the mitzvah d'oraisa. And now we have a story involving Rebbe, which also seems to support this. What's the story?
So, I'm the Rebbe, 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 R
So again, so earlier we saw this Gemara because it shows that the essence of Kriya Shema is Kavos Al Malchus Shemayim. But for now we need, what else is the Shemas? Exactly, because all we did, right, because we know, which Avram, which part of Shema do you need to cover your eyes for? Yeah. Only the first Pasuk. And Rav is, sorry, Rav Chia is telling Rav that when did Rebbe, when was he Mekayim Kriyat Shema? When you remember when he was with the words he was saying when his eyes were closed and his hand was covering it. So it's very clear that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi slash Rebbe, right, holds that the entire mitzvah d'oraisa is pasuk Rishon. Okay, and again, which definitely ties in with the lashon of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. Obviously, Rebbe holds that the essence of Kriyat Shema is Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. It's very clear from the lashon of the Gemara. So Rebbe Lishitasa, the holding that it's all about Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim, would work out very nicely with holding that therefore the mitzvah d'oraisa is limited to pasuk Rishon, which is clearly Mekayim Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. Excellent. That's raya number one. Raya number two. Now ready transitioning to the Rishonim. So the Milchamas. Anyone bring a Gemara Rosh Hashanah? Oh, so this is a very important Milchamas. Very important for Suga Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana. So this is Milchamas in Rosh Hashanah. Zion. What? Oh, the Milchamas is the Ramban, right? And his defense of the Rif from the Baal HaMaor. That's right. So the Rif is the Rif. The Baal HaMaor, right, wrote many times criticisms on the Rif. And then the Milchamas Hashem, right, taking up the, the holy war, right, comes along and defends the Rif from the attacks of the Baal HaMaor. So in that context, the sugya is what, Ben? What's the context? Exactly. This is the sugya mitzvah Shrichas Kavanah. This is the sugya in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Chav Ches Amid Aleph, which is where Talmud Beis, where the sugya of mitzvah Shrichas Kavanah comes up. So the Ramban here, when talking about that sugya, has some very important lines about Kriyat Shema itself. So starting with Ulefi Anira. Yeah? Yeah, go for it, Ben.
Ulefi Anira, Yesh Raed, Mitzis Truchas Kavana, Mid Kai Malan Gabi Kriyashma, Pasuk Rishon, Truchas Kavana, Kede Pasuk Rava, Bedoch, Dil Manda.
Right, so again, he says, a Raya that we paskin, Mitzis Truchas, again, obviously all the Rishonim in that sugya are like, what's the psak? So Machokas Tanai, Machokas Amaran, Mitzis Truchas Kavana, Mitzis Eden Truchas Kavana. And the Rishonim won't bother. So what is the psak? So the Ramban is bringing a raya that mitzvah shrichos kavana, the fact that we require kavana for pasuk Rishon. Continues the Ramban. Right, but if you were to hold the mitzvah in shrichos kavana, then you wouldn't even require kavana for pasuk Rishon. What's the raya?
My lab im kiven libo lotzis shmamino mitzvah truchas kavana.
This is the Gemara on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says, "Oh, the fact that the Mishnah says implies you need kavana." Gemara is right by pasuk Rishon. So the Ramban says, right. So the Gemara says, "Oh, you see from there mitzvah truchas kavana." So the Ramban is saying, you can only make a diuk. You can only infer from the fact that you need kavana by pasuk Rishon that mitzvah truchas kavana. If that's the only reason why you would require kavana for pasuk Rishon.
My kosher lema my kivon libe pasuk rishon uparag rishon elishmai minar leman damer mitzvahs intuus kavana after pasuk rishon in tzarik kavana can the gil of a shofar v'shar kol mitzvahs.
That's right. So you're saying, right, kriyashma, right? So Ramban is saying the fact that you need kavana even by pasuk rishon must only be within the man damer mitzvahs shuchas kavana. We'll see. This is going to be a major focus. Many rishonim argue on this Ramban. That's why he's working so hard about this. People will say, no, maybe you need kavana for pasuk rishon, even with mitzvahs eino tzrichos kavana. We'll get back to that. But the Ramban is saying, no, it's only midin mitzvahs tzrichos kavana. Right, he's saying, obviously, there's a machlokes. It's not the raya is the fact that there's a stam mishnah that says
mitzvahs tzrichos
kavana. This is now the key. Hilkach, yeah. Right, so he says the fact that you require kavana for pasuk rishon proves mitzvah shrichas kavana. And now he's going to ask the very important question. Right, so what's his kasha? His kasha is, so once we're within the manda amar, mitzvah shrichas kavana, so then all three partials should require kavana. That's the kasha of the Ramban. So what's his answer? Zuina Shayla.
Shaker Krishna Pasak Rishon. Ubo Yotzi Bo Yudeho. Kovatsu Kadamir Allah Hasam Shmaisha Shamkino Shamacha. Zui Krishna Shavidan.
Oh, so what's his line? Again, it's not explicit, but it's pretty explicit. Sheikar Kriya Shema Pasuk Rishon, Ubo Yotze Yidei Chavasa. Sounds like he's saying that the Iker, i.e., the mitzvah de Oraisa of Kriya Shema is Pasuk Rishon, and through Pasuk Rishon alone, you fulfill the mitzvah de Oraisa of Kriya Shema, and therefore, the Chiddush of the Ramban, which is not our sugya for now, is that only mitzvahs de Oraisa require mitzvah Srichos Kavana. The de Rabbanon component of a mitzvah does not require Kavana. That part we'll leave when we get to Mitzvah Kavana. But again, it's very clear from the Ramban here that, and he quotes the Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi that we just quoted earlier from Yigimel Mambeis, the Ramban clearly thinks that the Mitzvah Da'arais of Kriyat Shema is only Pasuk Rishon. So you have Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi and Yigimel Mambeis, and now we have the Ramban in Milchamas. But we also now, next is the Rashba. Okay, and the Rashba in two places, right, explicitly holds that the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriyat Shema is limited to Pasuk Rishon. Yeah.
The idea that it wouldn't be ma'akev, that can happen on a d'oraisa level, and
you're saying maybe the whole thing is d'oraisa, but only.
I'm trying to understand exactly why it's so mukher.
Well, meaning he says this is the Iker mitzvah, and as long as you do this part, you fulfill the mitzvah. It's meaning, are you asking like, oh, maybe more of Kriyat Shema's Daraisa, but yet they're like tiers within the Daraisa?
Nothing's likely, I'm just asking if it's possible.
Generally we don't have that. Generally you don't have like Lecha Tchilam B'Diyat on Daraisa.
Even in
Arhaim,
even in this type of...
Yeah, and it's like a... What is this, a Tosos that like... It's like a Tosos says this explicitly. I never shot something to quote it. About like, there's a Tosos, where is that?
Nida Sanfe.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it's like a famous Tosos.
There's
a
chapter in the Guinness Agus, I think it's like the first.
Yeah. There's a Tosos in, you said it's Nida, which rejects the concept, says that the concept of Alecha Tchila B'Dieved is by nature Dirabana. You don't have that by Daraisos. So it's like an all or nothing. If the Torah says to do this, is what you do. So yeah, that's what you're asking. Yeah. Not clear that all Rishonim agree to that. It's not so pashut, but yeah, that's the pashas. Okay, there might be exceptions, but that's the simple. Oh, so we have, after the Ramban, within the camp of the Chachmei Svarad, is the Rashba. Where are the two places where the Rashba says, Eliyahu, where does the Rashba say that Kriyat Shema Midaraisa is limited to Pasuk Rishon? Do you remember? Anybody? First in the Tshuva. Tshuva and in the Chiddushim. Let's start with the Tshuvos. So it's on the Namar Makom Hashi. I apologize that the printer broke in the middle. Ben, you were there when I was struggling with it. Right, so the Shut Rashba, this is in Chelek Aleph in Shin Chav. So, and you remember, not everyone has it in front of them, but what is the, sort of referenced earlier, what, Yehuda, do you remember, what is the question that the Rashba is bothered by? That's with the Rambam that we read earlier.
In the
Tshuvos. Yeah. I remember what it has to do with the Rambam that we read before. Ariel?
Why is the Rambam required to say both the Brahmos and Kriyat Shema, the Brahmos of the Rambam?
Exactly, right? He's asking, wait a second, Rambam, if you hold that only the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is Daraisa and the Birchos Kriyat Shema are Dirabanan, so then why does the Rambam Paskin in Beis Yud Gimel that in the case of Suffolk, where you're repeating the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema itself, because that's the Raisa, you also have to say the Birchos Kriyat Shema alongside. So the Rashba here, and again, the Rashba also points out that Rambam in other places, so I was referencing to Aaron earlier, the Rambam in other places, when there's a Suffolk about a mitzvah Daraisa, he says, you do the mitzvah mi Suffolk, but you don't do the Birchos mitzvah because the Birchos mitzvah is Drabanon. So why is Birchos Kriyat Shema different? Do you have the Tshuvos Rashba? So halfway through the Tshuva of the Rashba, he says, "Va'ani Omer b'ulai l'das aravza." It's like after a period, after he says, "L'chachmei l'nil."
Yeah,
well,
that's rav. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shehu sover d'miikara kachayta takana l'kol shehu chayim l'kros l'chatzila im
Right. So basically, this is the he doesn't really explain why. We'll get to this more when we get to the sugya of Birchas Kriyas Shema. Shuvas Rashi saying it must be that according to the Rambam, that the takana, that the ikar takana, was that whenever you are doing the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema, you should read the Birchas Kriyas Shema alongside it. Even if that ends up breaking the rules of Safek Drabanan Lekula, etc., etc., the Ikar Takana is that whenever you're doing the mitzvah de'oraisa of Kriyat Shema, you should also do all the Drabanan components. And the Rashi doesn't detail explain why. You know, spoiler alert, obviously it has to do with the fact that the Birchos Kriyat Shema enhance the Kiyam HaMitzvah itself. And therefore, Chachamim were saying it's not just a standalone, oh, Birchos HaMitzvah, that the Birchos Kriyat Shema enhance the Kiyam of the Mitzvah of Kriyat Shema itself, and therefore any time you're doing the Mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, we want you to also recite the Birchos Kriyat Shema. Fine, like, unless you can't, etc., etc. You say, and now, for our purposes, what's his raya to this idea that whenever you're repeating, you know, the Doraisa part, you have to do the Durabanans as well? He brings a raya from Chafalah. You see, Ulai Lamda, and this is where it's going to come back to our part about how much of Kriyat Shema is Daraisa.
Ulai Lamda Ud Harav, Mimasha Amar Vilazar, Safi Kara, Kriyat Shema, Safi Glokra, Chozer Vikore.
Right, so Rav Lazar just says, stop! If it's Safi Kriyat Shema, you repeat it. And what's his diuk? Umitika Amar.
Stam Chozer Vikore, Mashma, Vikopi Shurtawa.
Parshiosa, right?
Parshiosaha, Hu Kore.
That's the key. Says the Rashba. Where's the Rambam have a raya that when you're doing the Doraisa, you do the Durabanans alongside? He says, look, from Rav Lazar says, Chozer Vikore, this is an assumption, but the Mashmaos of Chozer Vikore is that you do all three partios. The Rashba says, wait a second. According to my Shita, only Pasuk Rishon is Doraisa. Yet Rav Lazar says, Chozer Vikore, all three partios. You see a raya that when you're repeating the Doraisa, right? Because the Safek Doraisa, the Chumra, you do all the Durabanans alongside. So just like you do all the rest of the Parshios, which are Durabanan, he says, same thing with the Birchos Kriyat Shema. Once you're doing the Doraisa of Mitzvah Kriyat Shema, you're also going to do the Durabanan of Birchos Kriyat Shema. So again, from the perspective of our Sugya, this is a right the raya that he brings from Rav Elazar is clear that he thinks that only the Pasuk Rishon is the Oraisa. And then again, that is no gaya to the relationship to Birchos Kriyat Shema and Mitzvah Kriyat Shema as well. So that's the Rashba in Teshuvah. Where, and then the Rashba, we were reading before, and like, Leo, were you the one reading? Right? So the Rashba just says one line, after the Rashba in Chidushim and Chafalaf, after the Rashba says that we pass him like Rav Elazar, the Krishma's Doraisa, he says, Ubereish Perakaya Kore Kulus Svirulu, the Pasuk Rishon Doraisa. He explicitly states, again, Rashi Lashitaso, that what part of Krishma's Doraisa, specifically the Pasuk Rishon. So again, so in terms of Pasuk Rishon being Doraisa, you have the Rabbi Yehuda Nasi and Gilman Beis, you have the Ramban and Machamas, you have the Rashba both in Chuvos and in Chidushim, and then you also have the Ritzvah. Again, all these Chachmei Svar. So the Ritzvah on Gimel Amud Aleph, right? So again, running out of time here, but the Ritzvah, again, this is the Sugya, which we can get to tomorrow, is the opening, you know, Sugya, right, Rashi and Tosos, the question about the Minog for people to recite Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis before the Zman. So, right, so what does the Ritzvah say, why we don't really mind the fact you're saying Kriyat Shema before Zman? Anyone remember what the Ritzvah says? What? Because you end up repeating Kriyat Shema and Kriyat Shema Lamita, and he says, anyways, the Doraisa, the mitzvah Doraisa, Kriyat Shema is only Pasuk Rishon, and that you for sure say at Kriyat Shema Alamita, so all is good in the world. So again, so the Ritzvah clearly adopts this Mahalach, that only Pasuk Rishon is Doraisa, and therefore he says there was no problem with saying Kriyat Shema during Maariv early, because you're going to repeat Kriyat Shema Alamita, which clearly contains the Pasuk Rishon, which is Doraisa. Yeah.
Why don't you still have to say the Rabbanon in Bisman?
We'll get there. Okay, good. But so you have right in the Rishonim, the Rashba, right? Sorry, the Ramban, Rashba, and Ritva. And also, if you go back to, and it's important, the Sefer Chinuch. Right, if you look back at this, when the Sefer Chinuch, we've read this a couple times, but when the Sefer Chinuch, which we read yesterday because of his focus on Kabbalah's Amach HaShamayim, Sefer Chinuch, if you look closely, right, anyone have the Sefer Chinuch? It's one line. Shinistavenu likros b'chol yom arvis ha-shakras pasuk echad min ha-Torah. Shavaseder zeh, v'zehu Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And it's very important that the Sefer Chinuch is very much l'shitasa. The same Sefer HaChinuch who thought, well, again, in the Shrashim of the Sefer HaChinuch, right, Alicia, do you remember in the Shrashim, what does the Sefer HaChinuch develop as, what's the essence of the mitzvah according to the Sefer HaChinuch?
I don't know what they call it. Sorry.
Exactly. So the same Sefer HaChinuch who says that the essence of the mitzvah is all about Kabbalah's Omach HaShemayim, the Shitasa is going to say, therefore, Pasuk Rishon suffices. So it works out very nicely that the same Sefer HaChinuch who thinks that the mitzvah is all about Kabbalah's Omach HaShemayim, the Shitasa thinks that Pasuk Rishon suffices. Oh. And just now, a Mefarish who really spells out this connection explicitly is Rav Yerucham Fishel Perlau, right? Bedas the Rasak, right? I'm not going to read it inside. It was on the Marmakoma sheet. But Rav Yerucham Fishel Perlau says, once the Rasak, again, what was the Rasak's formulation for the mitzvah? Erev Boker Yachdu. So it's clearly all about Yichud Hashem, Kabbalah's Omachus. So based on that, Rav Yerucham Fishel Perlau says what? Right? What is what's the shear of the mitzvah d'oraisa, David? Do you remember? Rucham Bishop Perlau says, if the Rasak says the whole mitzvah is all about Yichud Hashem, therefore the Rasak, like she tells him, is going to hold, it's only Pasuk Rishon. Exactly. So Rucham Bishop Perlau spells out this connection that if you hold that the essence of the mitzvah is Kabbalah's Omach HaShemayim, therefore you must hold, says Rucham Bishop Perlau, that the shear of the mitzvah d'oraisa is Pasuk Rishon. So again, it makes sense to make that connection. We're going to show that it's not Mukhruch, but Rucham Fishel Perlau assumes that if you think that the essence of the mitzvah is Kabbalah's Omachus, then it only makes sense to say Pasuk Rishon. That is the Tzliya that the Rucham Fishel Perlau makes. But we'll see right now, we'll see in a few moments, that's not necessarily Mukhruch, because you could hold Kabbalah's Omachus and still require more of Kriyat Shema to be Doraisa, as we'll see. Arkan was the first version of the Doraisa, right, that it's Pasuk Rishon. What's the next? We didn't really see any Makoros for this yet, but logically, what's the next step up? If it's beyond Ari, if it's beyond Pasuk Rishon, where do you think the next step is for Doraisa? Exactly, Parsha Rishon. So the next Mahalak, which we'll see Makoros for tomorrow, but we'll just start developing, the analysis of it right now. The next version of it is to say, no, not only Pasuk Rishon, but maybe even Parsha Rishona, yeah. So we'll see that is a breakdown by Kavana. We'll see. I think it should say Rabbi Kiva on Yigimel Amud Aleph. But I've never seen anybody who say that that's a breakdown by the chilul between Doraisa and Derabanan. Yeah, you could have said that based on that Shita and Kavana, but we'll analyze what that Shita holds in terms of Doraisa. But yeah, I've only seen the breakdown of Pasuk Rishon. The next step was Parsha Rishona. So in order to analyze why Parsha Rishona would be included within the mitzvah, to figure out, so what are the themes in Parsha Rishona? So if you go back to that, the Rambam and Aleph base, right? The Rambam and Aleph base in Hilchas Kriyat Shema isolates that there are three themes. Shimi, do you remember what the three themes that the Rambam points out are in Parsha Rishona? Anyone have the Rambam Aleph base? Yadashai? Exactly, right? He says Yichud Hashem, that was his version, right? Yeah, Yichud Hashem, which is his version of Kabbalah's Omachus. Then he says Avas Hashem, and then Talmud Torah. You might wonder, just on a side, like, there are other psukim in Parsha Rishon. What are the other psukim dealing with? Mezuzah, Tefillin. So why doesn't the Rambam include those? Why doesn't the Rambam consider those separate themes within the Parsha Rishona?
All mitzvahs is like a subcategory of Omach Shemayim.
Good. That's all about taking the words of Shema and putting them on your doorpost, putting them on your arm, putting them on your head. So the way the Rambam sees it, those aren't distinct themes. No, the themes are, right, the content of the Parsha is Yichud Hashem, Avas Hashem, and Talmud Torah. And then the mitzvahs of Tzfilin and Mezuzah are just taking those themes and, having them, and create, right, yeah, the mitzvahs of Kriyat Shema, mezuzah, and tefillin, which are all about saying, basically, take these words and have them everywhere. Speak about them twice a day, have them on your doorpost, have them on your arm and your head, but those aren't really distinct themes. Those are just, take the main three themes of Yichud Hashem, Avas Hashem, and Talmud Torah, and basically have them throughout your life. So that's just an important nekuda. But once we know that these are the three themes of Parsha Rishona, now let's analyze why the entire Parsha Rishona would be Doraisa according to the different Mahalchim. So let's go within Kabbalah's Olmachos. So at first glance, it seems very strange. Why would the Mahalach of Kabbalah's Olmachos Shemayim, if you think that Kriyat Shema is all about Kabbalah's Olmachos Shemayim, why would you expand the mitzvah beyond Pasuk Rishon? Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad seemingly is all you need for Yichud Hashem or Emunah b'Hashem. Why would you include the entire Parsha Rishona in the mitzvah? So what is something we learned about Kabbalah's Olmachos Shemayim which might explain why the mitzvah would be expanded beyond that first pasuk? Remember we saw... Yeah. Very good. We saw both in the Ramban and the Sefer HaChinuch, when they were describing the Yisod of Kabbalah's Olmachos Shemayim, they both said that, yeah, Kabbalah's Olmachos Shemayim is Emunah b'Hashem / Yichud Hashem, but then that directly leads in the need to then follow that up with a, let's say, with a relationship with Hashem / with doing mitzvos. So according to this Mahalach of Parsha Rishona, right, the way that this is going to align with the Kabbalah's Olmachos Shemayim approach is that it's going to say that Kabbalah's Olmachos Shemayim is not just Yichud Hashem. It's not just the Emunah b'Hashem. You also then need the next step of now taking that Emunah in Hashem, in Yichud Hashem, and now developing a relationship with Hashem on the basis of that belief. So therefore, what's in Parsha Rishona? The themes of Avas Hashem, which is all about developing that relationship, right? We know, right? That's saying your love, your relationship with Hashem should be taken to the extent that what's Bechol Nafshecha teach you? That you even have to give up your life. Bechol Modecha, you have to give up all your
resources.
Exactly, all your resources, all your money. Exactly. So Avas Hashem is basically taking that relationship, saying you have to have, right, taking that emuna, I should say, and now translating that in your relationship with Hashem, your love for Hashem, that you even need to sacrifice so much, you know, for Hashem. And then the next theme of Talmud Torah, again, we've been developing a theme of the summer so far, is that Talmud Torah is all about, again, that relationship to Hashem. So we're trying to explain that even the Kabbalah's Olmachos Shemayim Mahalach could align with saying the entire Parsha Rishona is part of the Mitzvah Doraisa, because the entire Parsha Rishona is part of the broader Kabbalah's Olmachos Shemayim, because the Kabbalah's Olmachos is not just the Emunah, but it's now translating that into now developing that relationship with Hashem. And what's the best raya, if it's from a Mishnah, that Kabbalah's Olmachos Shemayim is not just Pasuk Rishon, but it's the entire Parsha Rishona?
Exactly,
the Mishnah Yud-Gimel Amud Aleph. We made this diak the other day when the Mishnah Yud-Gimel Amud Aleph, which was the only Mishnah which referenced Kabbalah's Olmachos Shemayim, it refers to Kabbalah's Olmachos Shemayim not in relation to Pasuk Rishon, but in terms of the entire first parsha. If you go back to the Mishnah Yud-Gimel Amud Aleph, right? I'm Yeshua ben Karcha. Lama Kadma Parshas Shema Tivayam Shema. Answers Kadesh Kabul Olav Olmachos Shemayim Tchila Va'achka Kabbalas Ol Mitzvos. So it's very meduyuk in that Mishnah that the Kedei LeKabul Olmachos Shemayim is not just going on Pasuk Rishon, but it's going on the entire Parsha Rishona. So based on that diuk, we can explain the Makoros, which we'll see tomorrow, hold Parsha Rishona that could still be within the Mahalach of Kabbalas Olmachos Shemayim, because Kabbalas Olmachos Shemayim is not just Pasuk Rishon. Because it's not just the emuna, but it's now the next step of translating into your relationship with Hashem, which is the Avas Hashem and the Talmud Torah, which are in Parsha Rishona. And then we'll conclude just with one more hara. Within the Talmud Torah approach, it's a similar analysis. Either you think, if it's the Talmud Torah approach, that it's just Bein Mekayim Talmud Torah, then this Mahalach of Parsha Rishona is going to say that one pasuk doesn't suffice to Bein Mekayim Talmud Torah. So a little hard to say. You need several psukim within that version. Or if you say that the Talmud Torah approach, right, is that you're specifically trying to read the psukim which highlight what Torah is all about, then we can understand why it's the entire Parsha Rishona, because you want to have, right, not only the Hashem HaKenu Hashem Achad, but you also want to have the Avas Hashem and the reference to Talmud Torah to, again, to highlight this idea that Talmud Torah is all about our relationship to Hashem. So we'll pick up with this tomorrow with all the Makoros who actually hold that Parsha Rishona is the Oraisa.